checking in on what's happening in New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's world, which in Cuomo's mind, it is his world. You're just living in it. Lifelong Democrats Peter Arbeny and his brother Daniel, who lost their father Norman last year after being discharged from a nursing home, they've sent a Freedom of Information request to New York State seeking documents related to the origins of Cuomo's nursing home directive from March 25th of 2020. They also sent a request to the NIAID seeking documents related to Dr. Anthony Fauci's supposed communication with Governor Cuomo about that directive last year. We posted these requests, by the way, on our downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com. Some of what the brothers are looking for was Cuomo following the federal guidelines, like he stated. Did Cuomo actually speak to Dr. Fauci about the directive? You remember that press conference on February 15th, the governor said New York ranks 34th out of 50 states in nursing home deaths in the nation. Brothers want to know, what is the death toll number that he's using? According to the Empire Center for Public Policy, the new number of nursing home deaths puts New York at number one in the nation. They want to know, were COVID-19 positive patients sent to nursing homes instead of the USNS Comfort? Remember the medical ship that was docked in New York City, or the Javits Center, because there was no cost to the patient and New York State and or healthcare special interests would not have been paid. Did not being able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance companies play any role in the decision around the governor's nursing home directive? As you probably know, Cuomo is still doing his briefings, making other speaking appearances, not apologizing for any wrongdoing on his part. In light of a more recent Andrew Cuomo story involving, well, forced kissing and a strip poker invitation, that story might actually wind up serving as a barometer for revealing how hot the nursing home heat is getting for little Andy. At some point, will Cuomo admit to the sexual harassment in some insane effort to deflect from his role in nursing home deaths? Maybe, maybe not, but until then, if I hear Cuomo's going to hold court, I'll watch. But if I don't hear him discuss his resignation within the first 5 minutes, I stop watching.